This is Dr. Baird with colonoscopy report in patient Brendan McGuire. Indicated procedure was a patient with ulcerositis. This is serving colonoscopy. Date of birth is 11/16/1995. Patient appeared to be having also proctitis starting from the rectum, and then also colitis go all the way to the splenic flexure. This whole rectum, sigma colon and descent colon involved with the moderate severe ulcerative colitis. Noted both the transcolon and semicolon and the basic copy and the mouthful ulcerative colitis there. But I did the biopsy from toward the colon, sent separate jars from the different segments of the colon, like cecum, right colon, jar number 1, transcolon, jar number 3, descent colon, jar number 4, sigma colon, jar number 5. Cecum and right colon jar number 1, transcolon jar number 2, descending colon jar number 3, and the sigma colon jar number 4, and rectum jar number 5. Multiple, especially in the inflamed area of descending colon, sigmoid, and the rectum, multiple numerous circumferential biopsies were taken for slight diagnosis, also to see if there's any underlying dysplasia happening. The rectal pressure, which is a question to her, I believe is because the evaluation pressure is going to come from landscape, cecum, number 2, adequate prep, number 3, left side, also more severe ulcerative proctocolitis, number 3, ulcerative proctitis, number 4, the transcolon, ascending colon, and the cecum are unremarkable. Random biopsy was taken for the colon for some separate segments of the colon. Recommendation, away from the biopsy, especially away from the biopsy of the descending and the sigmoid in the rectum, to avoid any dysplasia. If the biopsy comes negative, then repeat up, for display, repeat up colonoscopy in 1 year as a 7th colonoscopy. Number 2, continue the mesalamine. Patient needs to be like 800 milligram POTID of the mesalamine pills. And number 2, patient can continue the mesalamine enema 4 gram QHS. Number 3, I'm going to start patient empirically on prednisone for short course, 30 milligram POQ daily for 5 days, 25 milligram POQ daily for 5 days, 20 milligram POQ daily for 5 days, 15 milligram POQ daily 5 days, 10 milligram POQ daily for 5 days, and 5 milligram POQ daily for 5 days. It also recommends patient to have to be switched to possibly to immunosuppressant or biological agents like Humira or Imuran. For that, patient needs to have a blood test done for QuantiFERON as well as any underlying TB. And also, if you consider starting a patient in Imuran or 6-mg mercaptopurine, then a patient needs to be tested for TPMT enzyme study before they start immunosuppressants. And also like QuantiFERON test for the TB before the start of the biological agents. Soft diet, avoid any NSAIDs, follow 1-2 weeks and dish at least on the guard of patient primary care provider. And coming Dr. Parham Sari, the patient was April 3rd to 23rd, April 3rd to 23rd. Patient's operation, thank you.